Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello again. It is Andrea Maxim with the Profitable Practice Podcast. And I wanted to highlight another listener question. So here's Ashley's question. Since many NDs are associates in other clinics, it might be interesting to hear how to develop one's own brand as an individual within an established clinic. Most NDs seem to have their own websites, but should we have our own cards, our own branding, banners for trade shows, merchandise, brochures, etc.? Does it become confusing for patients? I'm at two clinics, so it might actually bring clarity and consistency. So this is actually a question that I find comes up quite often, especially with new grads or with older practitioners that are switching locations. Now, in some clinics, sometimes they have a really great reputation, which is wonderful. But despite all of that, I still personally believe that you should always create a backup plan. In other words, you should always brand yourself as well. And I mean, having two of your media outlets available, so their website and your website, is never going to be a hindrance with regards to your growth as a practitioner. So personally, I am a clinic owner and an associate. And even within the clinic that I own, I still don't use the branding for the clinic other than having its very own website. So all of my brochures still have my face, my name, and then the address and the title of the clinic, but it's always me first. And that's because I'm not particularly attached to my clinic. I'm not particularly attached to the building space. Because remember, the building is just the location at which you offer your services. It is just an address. It is not you. And in this field, people and patients are resonating with you, your face, and what you have to offer them. So that is the number one point here, is that patients are not connecting with the business or the building or the clinic. They're connecting with you in particular, because ultimately it's going to be you working with them one-on-one in order to get their health back on track. And more likely than not, when patients want to refer you, they're going to always remember your name first and maybe the clinic name second. When people talk about you, you want them to use your personal identity, not the naturopath at so-and-so clinic. Because if they're forgetting who you are, then a patient could call the office and say, I was referred to a naturopath at this clinic. I don't know who it was, but they're supposed to help me with my digestion. That could be a patient loss that was going to go to you and has now gone to another associate. Especially if there is multiple NDs in one space, how is that new patient going to find you if you just brand yourself as an associate at the clinic and not as an individual? So that's why for me, my personal brand with Maxim as my last name is much more memorable than Healing Journey Naturopathic Clinic or Edgar Family Chiropractic Clinic. So people are always starting to pick up on, oh yeah, she maximizes everything, or she's so clever, she's using her last name. And that's because identifying myself as a personal brand made me stand out no matter where I go. And then of course the referrals are much, much easier. Now, personally branding yourself also gives people direct access to you, which is very, very important. When I try to reach out to other companies or even other NDs personally, I hate it when I have to go to the contact page of the clinic website and then I see that sort of info@clinicname.com. And the first thing that always runs through my head, and I'm not even looking for a health service, is who's actually reading this email? When are they going to get to it? Who's going to respond to me? Will I just get lost in the shuffle of all of the other clinic emails? So you can imagine if a patient wants to resonate with a particular practitioner, They may want to disclose a lot of personal information, but they're going to be hesitant to do so if they have to email to generic email@clinic.com. We want to, again, give that personal touch. So if in the contact information, even under your bio of the clinic that you're an associate of, have a direct link to you somehow, and you could even use your social media handles, but make it very clear, contact me directly using such and such a link, and or contact the clinic receptionist to book an appointment. You can always use both things. But I always find that patients really want to, especially when it's something as personal as your health, to connect directly to you and know that who they're speaking to is you. They don't want to give personal information to a receptionist or to a clinic manager because those aren't the people that they're reaching out for. They're reaching out for you. They want you to help them. Also, with your personal website, you can grow so much faster as an authority than you ever can backpacking on a clinic website. So, for instance, your About Me page is basically your entire resume of every single talk or seminar or blog post or YouTube video that you've ever done. And as patients Google you, because patients are always going to Google your name, as soon as they get a referral or as soon as they see you speak somewhere, they're going to check you out. That About Me page should really highlight and impress people when they get there as to how much work you've done in your field. And the more of an authority you can create yourself with all of these little hit lists of, I did a seminar last week and I do it this week and then I do this webinar and I've done this trade show, it's really going to make the patients a lot more comfortable putting their health into your hands, not just into the clinic space. They don't want to just be kind of run-of-the-mill Joe Schmo patient. They really want to connect with that practitioner. So the other question that came up with Ashley was about marketing materials. And this is where I find personal branding to be even more beneficial to you. And that's because most practitioners move at least 2 to 3 times in the lifespan of their career before they find a place that they literally want to kind of stay put into. Now, you may not move spaces for 3, 5, 10 years from now, but it is a high probability that you're going to move at least once. If you rely on all the branding of the clinic to support you when you're at that place at that particular time, what's going to happen then when you've built up such a reputation that you now move to a new clinic space or open up your own clinic space? And then all of that work, all of that branding that you've done through that clinic is gone. You basically have to start from scratch. This is a huge piece of why creating your own website and your own branding material is so important. Because even for myself as an associate, every clinic I joined, they typically offered me free business cards or, you know, free marketing on their brochures. But I always said, you know what, that's great. Please go ahead and do that. But I'm also going to design and purchase my own. And when I started, I did it very inexpensively through Vistaprint. And then as I got to know some graphic designers and some local printers, I started using them. The reason why I found it so important to design my own marketing material is because I wanted to highlight my services with my face on it and my personal contact information, of course, with the clinic name and address attached there as well. Now, this is something that has come up in the past, and I have heard of clinic owners having issues with their associates using their own marketing material. But the thing is when you're doing any networking or talks or giving materials to your patients, if you're constantly just promoting the clinic, it starts to come out in the wash again. We want everybody to funnel right back to you. If that's still an issue for them, think about sort of reminding them why you're even at their space to begin with. You're at their clinic to make them money. That's the whole reason why they're having extra associates, is to build their reputation and get more patients through the door. And if you're blending your marketing campaigns where it's just list of NDs at this clinic, you're not going to be doing them nearly as much of a service by bringing in your own patients if you allow them to do all the marketing for you. So again, you want to funnel the patients that you really resonate with directly into their office so that they can reap the rewards of you growing your business. And always remember that in the background is that, yeah, you're renting a space, which is great, but this is your business. And I always refer back to the real estate market whenever I'm thinking about naturopaths and how we market. I mean, the real estate market is probably one of the biggest and one of the first associateships, if you will, when it comes to entrepreneurship of Joe Schmo, anybody, where it takes maybe a couple of months to get your real estate license, and then you become an associate of some of the big name brands like Remax or Judy Marseille or whatever. But those realtors really have to make themselves stand out in some way, shape, or form. And all of the realtor signs or business cards that I've seen where it doesn't have their branding, their face, I don't think those realtors are doing nearly as well as when you see, you know, the exact realtor's face, name, and all their credentials. Now, coming back to issues with clinic owners, this may be a big part of the contract negotiations before you start working at a clinic. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I've definitely been in the position where I worked really, really, really hard to promote the clinic and to promote myself as an associate at the clinic. And then in the end, it ended up going very sour, and I felt totally disappointed that I put a year's worth of effort into growing myself in this particular location just to find out that it wasn't part of the long-term plan. I also have a story from one of my Maximize Your Clinic VIPs, so this is the online course that I run, that literally had a strongly worded meeting with the clinic owners because she was bringing in too many of her own patients and doing too much of her own branding. So they didn't actually like that she was doing her social media posts and her own blog posts and going to trade shows and promoting herself and bringing tons of new patients into the clinic and making them a ton of money. But because their mindset was so narrowed down and because they were basically dinosaurs in the industry now, you know, she ended up leaving the practice. And luckily enough, the universe had other plans for her anyway, because she has the opportunity to join a practice that she loves and has been wanting to get into for a while anyway. But I think this is probably one of the most ludicrous stories I've ever heard. And I would strongly recommend that you talk to the clinic owners and say, this is my marketing plan. I'm planning on branding myself and bringing you tons of traffic through my own hard work, through my own personal brand. And if they have an issue with that, I would strongly reconsider setting up practice there, despite what the reputation is of that clinic, because that's a huge hindrance to your growth as an entrepreneur. So watch out for some of those red flags, because it may be okay in the beginning, but if it's not a firm yes and they're not firmly supported in you doing those efforts, it might be something that'll come up later on down the road after you've really promoted their space for a number of years, and then you end up having to start over. So the final point that I wanted to make on this question is growing the business and how important it is, again, for you to personally brand yourself. I'm going to say this one more time, is that patients always choose the person that they relate to. So what it is that you're putting out there that's attracting them to you. And this is really the first place that you establishing that therapeutic relationship. And then, of course, we want those word of mouth referrals. So when you build a personal brand, your business will actually grow easier and faster, especially as you start doing more external speaking engagements and podcast interviews, online summits, guest blogging, things like that. Because as a personal brand, and this is probably the most important point that I want you to take away from today's show, is that it allows you to speak directly to your ideal patient audience. So the exact patient brand or patient profile, excuse me, that you want to attract. So your personal audience might be fertility for women ages 20 to 35, or women with PCOS that want to get pregnant in their 30s, or celiac patients from the ages of 10 to 40. I mean, you name it. But identifying that ideal patient audience is going to make or break your brand anyway. So every single major naturopath out there, every single major business out there has an ideal customer in mind. So you really need to make sure that you have finalized who that ideal patient is, because then you let your branding and your seminars and your podcasts and your stance in this field kind of take that whole thing into fruition and allow patients to start to book in with you. And you know, and if you, if you don't know what your ideal patient is, you know that there's certain patients that you've seen in your office that you really resonate with, or that you continue to get amazing results with, or as you're researching their case, it really inspires you and you genuinely love that research. Those are your ideal patients, and you need to make your marketing efforts speak to them. So if you want to still work within the confines of the clinic space, then what I strongly recommend that you do is blend the two if you want to. So you want to promote your blog posts, your videos on your own personal social media and website, and then duplicate it over to their website so that you're still talking to your ideal patient through their platform, but you're just kind of reformatting it so it sounds more like the clinic is promoting you and then you're promoting yourself. So there's definitely ways that you can do that. And so what I also recommend you do with the clinic owner is see if you can have access to their website for blogging or their social media sites for posting. Because if it's a clinic-based one, it should have its own sign-in and username and all of that without blending into the clinic owner's personal accounts. So then you can kind of do a two for one, if you will, and double your platform on the marketing space, which I think is a fantastic idea. But the final point that I really want to make here as we're talking about growing your business is nurturing. So nurturing is also a huge part of the game of naturopathic medicine. And as a clinic, they may send out newsletters maybe one or two times per month to everybody who's ever walked through the doors. And usually I find them to be incredibly boring. So no different than a quick flyer that you read that comes in your newspaper bundle every week, is where it's just talking about the clinic services and maybe there's a quick article or two on healthy living that you wrote or whatever. But that is a big, big no-no. You don't want to only let the clinic nurture your patients. So these are your patients that you've seen. You want to be using their emails and getting it off of their intake form and putting them onto your list so that you can send information to them about your teachings, your upcoming talks, what you've just been doing research on. You can do your Facebook Lives if you want to your people. And the thing about it is that you need to be giving your patients free information on a weekly basis because you want to give them that extra support, that extra customer service that they're not going to be getting from the clinic owner, because the clinic owner is trying to dilute everything across all the associates they have. So we want to keep nurturing your patients. And then the worst thing is, what are you going to do if you're just using the clinic list when you're out doing speaking engagements or podcasts or guest speaking somewhere where everybody wants to connect with you again and they want to sign up onto your list? And if you're not creating one, you're missing out on nurturing those future patients. Because as we know, doing live summits and live presentations doesn't always give us the immediate new patient numbers that we want. But I've found time and time again, patients will contact me a year after we first met. And they say, you know, I've been listening and reading to your newsletters every single week, and now I'm ready to make those changes. So do not let your clinic space control all of those leads that you've created, your patients as well as your future patients, and only have them nurture them. Because I can promise you that if you're not speaking to those ideal people that really resonated with you on a weekly basis, you are going to lose them. So Ashley and everybody else that's listening, I really do hope that that answered your question. To sum it all up, I always think that you should brand yourself first and then use the clinic's tools to help further that growth of your own personal brand. And always vet the clinic owners before signing any contracts to make sure that it is a 100% A-OK thing to do. And that way, you're not hindered in any way, shape, or form. And remember, your personal brand grows with you. So what I've done is I've created a quick branding checklist download for you, and you can download that off the website or off this podcast show link, and that is at maximizedbusiness.ca/branding checklist. And so by all means, go ahead and download that, and you can make sure that you're doing all the right things when it comes to branding and getting yourself going that way. Of course, if there's anybody listening that has other personal questions that you'd like me to touch on, I am more than happy to do that. I'm always here for you guys to help you grow your practice. And we have a lot of really fantastic guest speakers coming on over the next couple of weeks. So be sure to be listening for those. Otherwise, guys, it is Sunday evening. I'm going to have my first coffee of the day because I'm allowed one coffee per day while I'm pregnant. And I'm going to go enjoy that. I hope you have a wonderful week. I will talk to you next week. This is Andrea, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.